Hey, Geeks Corner, I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight. And it's finally not 9 million degrees.
It's only 68.
It's beautiful.
It's kind of nice. I'm still warm, but that's to be expected.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's not winter yet. Not that we really get that here, but that's okay.
Winter doesn't exist in Southern California.
Until
there's days where it's like 20 degrees.
It's like there's a variation of it or something. I don't know.
There's a very funny story about one time we were in Florida when a cold snap hit.
I've had that happen a couple times.
And we had to get off of the train, which is why I've never done the Grand Circle tour at Magic Kingdom. And
Because we couldn't find a sweatshirt anywhere.
No, because we were so cold, we physically could not be on the train anymore.
And we couldn't find sweatshirts.
And we couldn't find sweatshirts anymore anywhere because we had hit or walked into a cold snap. So we found one Mickey Mouse zip-up jacket, which was still not enough.
And I still wear it today.
I still wear it, yeah.
Yep, it's a great jacket.
It's a great jacket. That's just our fun little story.
Hoodie.
If you have a fun little story, go into the chat wherever you're watching, whether it be Facebook, Geeks Corner Not Live, YouTube. It could be in any places. The moon. Go into the chat. I don't know. And
sure, why not?
You should really know we landed on the moon. Go to the chat. Tell us your stories about weather.
Okay.
Weather.
Do it. All right, we'll get right into this week's show. But before we do that, you might have noticed we have a new little friend that replaced Clocky from last week. He does not have a name yet. So in the chat, let us know what you think this spooky little tree's name should be. And maybe by the end of the show, we'll pick one. Or maybe it'll be later. We don't know. We'll figure it out.
Who's to say?
That is correct. All right, this week, the Avengers Vault opened in Avengers Campus. I went there opening day on Monday, which was yesterday, to check out this new vault. I don't actually know. I wasn't there that early. But it's a store, obviously, mm-hmm. but it also has different items from the Avengers story, which is also very cool. Have you seen the video, photos, all that fun
yes.
stuff? Okay, good.
And you know what it reminds me of?
What?
I sure hope you have experienced this, because if not, this is awkward. It looks and feels a lot like the Cosmic Rewind gift shop.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Okay, so you have been inside of it.
Yep.
I wasn't sure. I did spend a lot of time in there, because that's where you walk out of the attraction. Surprise. But it's the space feels similar, the decor, and I'm sure it was intentional because it's all part of the Marvel theme park universe, the MTPU. PU. I just realized there's PU in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's super fun, and seeing the photos and the videos, it immediately brought me back to that. And I like it a whole lot better than the Avengers Superstore.
By far. This actually feels like it's intentional.
Yeah.
Whereas that was kind of like, oh, we just filled this space. That was actually, I think, the biggest compliment I can give this space is it feels like it's always been there and always was supposed to be there.
Yeah. It was really weird when it was in Bugs Land, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm very funny.
Andre the Tree was the first submission.
Very funny.
It also, the signs look nice at night from what I could tell last night on social media. And I am very curious once we get a third attraction in the land, where this is going to be and if the exit will come out somewhere by this store.
I was thinking it's an exit through the gift shop type scenario.
Or exit in the gift shops just on your right.
Although I will say.
Or on your left.
On your left. I will say, Itzy thinks I'm funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't under... My job is just coffee. That's all my job is.
Anyway, what will you say?
I don't understand, like, when people pull out maps and they go, okay, this is where this is going to go. I still can't understand where Bugs Land things were. Like, people have shown me maps. Don't understand. So when people go, where is this attraction going to go? I don't know. I don't understand.
How does this relate to Bugs Land?
I was saying that, like, I don't understand conceptually space.
Oh, okay.
So when I was saying, like, if you show me a map and you go, well, this goes here. No.
There's a map right
No.
there. Okay.
Anyway, that's maps.
So the next time, actually not the next time, two times from now when Clocky is in town, he's going to bring some maps. And we're going to go on a walking tour of Avengers Campus and point to you specifically right here in this spot.
I'd appreciate that, yeah.
Is where Heimlich. You could go ride with Heimlich. Or like right that. Here was where you could, yeah, we'll okay. do that.
I would like that a lot. I think, personally, that there should be historical markers, but...
There is. It's called the restroom. Because that didn't move.
I know, but... Which does not make any sense to me. But... because, again, I don't understand.
See, and that's the thing that makes it all make sense to me. Mm-mm. That's funny.
No, because you would walk out of the bathroom and the splash pad was there.
Yep.
But now you walk out of there and there's no splash pad.
That is correct.
So I don't understand. But what I'm saying is that I don't understand where the attraction is going to go. So people like do these maps and they go, oh, it could go here. Or it could go there. Disneyland Forward doesn't make a lot of sense.
I still presume behind the Avengers building.
That's where
the
think...
where the entrance is going to be. I think at this point, it almost has to be to the right of the Avengers building. And maybe the exit will be there as well.
Hmm. But, well, okay. Here's, oh, DCA maps. The other thing. And this
do
is,
it for the second trip, though, Clocky, so I can be there, too.
This is just me being a child in the Avengers HQ building.
There is a store.
There's slidey doors. I want to go through the slidey doors.
The problem with that is that's where the trolley goes.
No, it's not where the trolley goes. That's Avengers HQ.
Wait, which building are you talking about?
You don't think I'm funny tonight. This is terrible. I was doing literalism and I was like, no, that's Avengers HQ. When the trolley goes away, it doesn't go anywhere. It goes into the Avengers headquarters building. Do you understand what I, do you understand the joke I'm trying to make?
Not at all.
No. Oh my God.
Do you mean the entrance to the store?
No.
Those are slidey doors.
No, the slidey doors that you can currently see. The ones that have been there this whole time.
Oh, yeah, the big ones.
The big ones that you want to go through.
Okay.
Someone thinks I'm
so what's happening with them?
I want to be able to go through them. So the attraction has to, like, I want the entrance.
Oh, I think that would be cool, too, actually.
I want but, to go through the slidey
but
doors.
But then are they going to move the trolley to the other side of Guardians?
The trolley doesn't go there. That's where the Avengers go.
But I've seen them. I've seen it go there.
Is the trolley an Avenger?
Apparently. Or it transports them. I actually really wanted the trolley to go all the way through the Avengers campus when they first were showing concept art. I was like, how cool would it end? Like, if it did a whole loop. Like, instead
of... Only if it could play It's Been a Long, Long Time on the trolley.
Sure.
It fits.
Why not? Yeah, it goes to Tahiti. It's a magical place.
As long as it doesn't go to Hollywood.
That is also true. That is very true. Anyway, let us know where you think the attraction is going to go. And if you've seen photos or video, we have them all on dapsmagic.com of the Avengers Vault. And you can tell us what you think of that. And what is your favorite artifact? What was your favorite artifact, by the way? Let us know in the comments what you think your favorite artifact is in the Avengers Vault.
I don't know. I didn't really... I looked at the experience of the store. I did not look at what the store was carrying. Because
okay. you can look and you can put it in the comments later.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes. I will say, just don't comment maps. I'll get scared. Ah. I'm terrified of space.
The final frontier.
I was trying to pull the Star Trek theme, but because I just did the Avengers theme, I cannot pull the Star Trek theme out.
That's okay.
They're kind of similar.
Sort of. Yeah. I guess so. Okay. All right, let's move on in the news. Today, it was announced that $10 billion is going to be invested into the Disney parks in the next 10 years. This also includes the Disney Cruise Line. And along with that announcement, Josh D'Amaro, the chairman of Disney Parks Experience and Products, mentioned that Frozen is not at Disneyland yet. There's room for Coco at Disneyland. And there's also room for Wakanda to grow or something like mm-hmm. that in Disneyland Resort as well. Does that mean any of the three of these are absolutely coming to the Disneyland Resort? Who knows? Maybe.
Who's to say?
If you think of that really old piece of concept art for Disneyland Forward, it did look like Wakanda
it did look like
in
it.
The expansion area that was closest to Disney California Adventure. But who knows? So $10 billion.
What billion do you think? Dollars a year.
Basically. And just for your own edification, reportedly, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge was about $1 billion for each coast.
Okay.
So $1 billion each. Shanghai Disneyland Resort was $5.5 billion, if I recall off the top of my head. DCA 2.0 was it $2.2 billion?
It was $2.2, but adjusted for inflation, it's about $3
billion. Almost $3 billion.
Which is crazy for only 10 years.
So you think of all of those numbers, that's, we just passed $10 billion, I think.
And that's some good things for $10 billion.
Actually, we're at $10 billion with that.
We're getting our money's worth.
So that's $10 billion that's been spent in the last probably a little bit more than 10 years, because you think Shanghai Disneyland took a little bit longer than that. But you kind of get a general picture of what you can get for that. So we already know there's some things coming in the future. Let's assume Test Track World of Motion is going to be underwritten mostly by Chevrolet. Right?
Good for them. Yeah.
So let's throw that out.
Yeah. Throw it out.
Disneyland Forward, if it progresses as they hope it will, should be done by 2040. So let's assume it's not going to take a full whatever. I do think we could see a couple billion go. Huh?
That's not a real year.
Okay. It's what they had in the report. just use the time stone. We do know that, well, and that's, Shanghai was a whole new park.
A whole new park.
So I think you can assume that you're not going to have to deal with the hotels and stuff if you do Disneyland Forward currently. But if they get the full thing, maybe you will, because of the Toy Story parking lot area.
Yes, true.
The Disney Springs, not Disney Springs.
Okay, let's talk about...
it's supposed to have entertainment, hotels, water.
Water. Let's talk about
water feature.
What we want to see.
Okay, what would you like to see? Westcott.
Will I get it? I absolutely won't. But
well, I was actually curious.
There was an idea. Which we'll get to.
See, I got that one.
What?
There you go. You're welcome.
Anyway, personally, I would love to see some of the original ideas of the Epcot expansion come back, like the Festival Center. Love to see that come back. I would love to see, I know Disneyland is not going to get a third gate. I understand that. But I would love to see a hearty expansion to what we have currently.
Let's assume they put $2 billion there.
Yeah.
But just like as a starting point in the next 10 years.
So DCA 2.
There's $2 billion. Let's also assume that Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to be less than $1 billion.
I would think so, yeah.
Between the refurb of two attractions, the overlay, I'm going to just assume it's more of an overlay than an actual, like, whole new area
That's
created.
That's kind of what I'm guessing, yeah.
So I'm going to bet even, like, we could probably say $600 million.
Wow.
No,
it's just chump change. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm being very funny again.
So then we're at a quarter of the entire $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Then
the cruise ship.
The cruise ships, which are already in the works, but they're expensive.
They are expensive, yeah.
So then we're halfway there, maybe?
Yeah.
And then you have another $5 billion to play with. So if the sky's the limit, what do you want?
A proper third gate at Disneyland?
It's like, I also assume they're going to spend at least $600 to $1 billion on whatever this Avatar thing is going to be.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. I really forgot that that's a thing.
Also, didn't I just speak about Frozen like a week ago?
Yes.
That was weird.
I'd also love to see...
Tomorrowland would be a good idea.
In my humble opinion, I'd love to see an investment into nighttime entertainment. So, World of Color is great. Don't touch her. But if I can get Chernabog in there, just give a couple million. Let me get Chernabog in there because I will not give up on Chernabog.
It's funny you bring that up every time, and I'm always like, but they throw that piece of music in every show when it opens.
There was
I know, I get what you're saying, but I remember when I saw World of Color the first time, I was like, so they just pulled from Fantasmic? I don't know.
But there was a Chernabog.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Anyway.
Maybe that's what's going to be in Fantasmic.
I am really, if you guys haven't caught on yet, I really love things that don't exist anymore. I am the epitome of nostalgia. I also really love abandoned things. That's what this comes from. I also think that Tomorrowland should be spruced up, but I have got a brand new idea, guys. So everybody, stop what you're doing. This has not been said before on Geeks Corner. This is going to be very fresh, very new. I'm thinking that we give it... How do I explain it? Like if we did Space Mountain, but like everywhere, say we were all astronauts and say we were floating through space and say we were all dressed in pink and blue neon. I just want Space Mickey everywhere. That's what I want. Give me a Mickey Mouse astronaut walk around. Give me literally the entire park could be Space Mickey. And I'd be like, wow, this is the best land ever. That's what I want, is Space Mickey. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're new here, I really love the neon on Star Trader to the point where it's kind of scary, and I think that I'm on a list. Actually,
so what would you really like with Tomorrowland?
I want retrofuturism because I think that that can't become outdated. I love the 50s ideal of futurism, like the, oh, we're all in... like the dresses but it's futuristic. And I don't think that gets outdated to me.
Mm-hmm. So I would do that and then one up with, or add into that, have a very strong connection with nature, because I think the Disney version of the future is always optimistic. Mm-hmm. I feel like Walt was always going on adventures to places where he could connect with nature one way or the other in culture. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something you could build on and take a completely unique retro futuristic environmental approach that's very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And then you can maybe tweak the technology, but the look would always stay the same because it would have that 50s or 60s idealistic look at the future. And then it would also probably connect with Test Track World of Motion, if I had to make a guess, as well, over in Epcot. And you could even do some cool, like, back and forth things somehow with little nods to each other.
Yeah.
I also like the idea I saw in the chat of New Frontierland, because I think you could definitely maybe not reimagine it, but maybe revitalize it. Like, throw in characters, like live. Think Carthay Circle, you know, mm-hmm. You've got Buena Vista Street people. Bring some, maybe it's even Zorro.
I was gonna say, so Mr. Daps is not a silly little goose like I am. I was gonna say, bring Zorro.
People bring Hoover. Davy Crockett. Yeah, Davy like bring some characters in, but even if they're just generic ones, like when they did the what was it, Legends of Frontier.
That's what I was about to say.
But even without the game, you could still do some fun stuff. And
well, not to pull from another theme park, Ghost Town Alive.
Well, I think that's where the idea came from.
Well, no, but I'm saying Ghost Town Alive is this.
No, I'm saying I think Ghost Town Alive was an offshoot of
Legends, I agree,
of Frontierland, but yes.
I agree, but I'm saying steal the idea back. and it doesn't have to be a game. I think that Ghost Town Alive is very fun to just experience. And I think that it adds, in a different way, kinetic energy to the land, because when you have living residents of the land walking around, talking to guests, saying, oh, the sheriff, no, I gotta run, whatever, that adds an element of storytelling to the land that guests are going to, when they get home, instead of talking about Big Thunder Mountain, which, yes, Big Thunder Mountain was very fun, they're gonna say, oh my gosh, it was so funny when
XYZ happened. Which is really what's brought Galaxy's Edge to life, I feel like.
Absolutely, like, especially as we've gotten more.
I mean, I saw Chopper and Chopper race each other with Hera on was that Sunday?
Sunday.
That was Sunday. It was very fun. And you see Ahsoka and you see Boba Fett and Mando and like all of these people. And I think having characters on all of these different areas really bring them to life. And you don't have to do the hundreds of millions of dollar overlays or upgrades or whatever. So I think I would honestly, if I were to just have a little bit of money to throw everywhere, I would throw in character or inland characters into each area of the park, whether it's Disney characters or just, you know, just like Carthay Circle, Buena Vista Street character that fits the area. Because you could also have, like, I've seen Zorro Mickey. Mm-hmm. Like, that would work. And Mirabelle being there is great. And so is Miguel. But mm-hmm. I kind of think the immersive walk-arounds are a little bit more exciting than waiting in a line, getting 30 seconds with a character and moving on.
I agree.
And so I think that would be very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what the next ship is for Disney Cruise Line. I think that is money well spent looking at their metrics. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw, like, they're almost always full. And so are the, like, it's just someday I'll go on. But maybe we'll do a DAPS cruise. That'd be fun, right? I think we need like 25 people. So once we find 25 people want to go, we'll have a group cruise.
Group cruise.
Find the 25. We'll call them the Boatniks. That would be funny. Yes. But then there's also the international stuff. So you've got the new Frozen stuff coming to Disneyland Paris. And I don't know if that's counted in the 10 billion or not. And also, I think the last part of this we should talk about is the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain area of Magic Kingdom, which they're talking about, they're working on. Clearly, it's not going to be in Canto now because that's in Animal Kingdom.
I heard.
But I bet that Villains Land's still on the docket. You're making something up.
No, I heard that they were playtesting for Beyond Big Thunder Mountain this week.
Oh, I see what you're
for
saying.
Bear Country.
Yes, the Bear Country. Yes. Seriously though, what would you like to see back there?
And I like the idea of a villain's something or other. I don't know, because I think that Magic Kingdom is supposed to be fun and fantasy and whimsy, and so I'm trying to think of things that fall into that. And I would, so personally, if I'm being very honest, I don't personally love the idea of villains, but I know people that do love the idea of villains, and that thought makes me very happy. And so I want it for people that love villains.
But I think depending on how you do it, there could be some really fun things you can do that, because yes. The way I see it is almost a mix between our New Orleans Square and Dark Rides of Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming it would go, and then you probably have like one adult thrill attraction as well. Mm-hmm. And that starts not going around. And honestly, that's the way I would probably do it, is I would go halfway around with the Villains Land. And then on the side that's coming out from Bayou Adventure, mm-hmm. you build on the bayou. So what could you build on the bayou that goes back further around? And then maybe that's the Rescuers. Maybe that's really anything that's kind of got that adventure. Like, you could almost pull more Frontierland with that, but I think there's a lot of possibilities of attractions you could put back behind the Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I always want to call it Tiana's Bayou Bash. Like, it stops me every time. It was a show.
Well, I was gonna say, wasn't that the Mark Twain show?
Yeah. And I loved it. And I did it in an article once and I had to fix it. But even if you put a different, like almost a Mystic Manor kind of thing could go back there, or a different version of that, or you could do a Grizzly Peak type thing back there. Like, I think there's different things you could do back there that connects. Pixie Hollow is a great idea as well. And that could kind of go through Bayou to Neverlandish stuff to villains, you know, and with a, you could even have the Skull Rock and the ship, the pirate ship, as a transition into Villains Land. Mm-hmm. There you go. We figured it all out.
Figured it out.
Not gonna be anything like that, but it's a great idea. All right. It is that time of night. We have only forgotten once, but we won't forget tonight. And it is time for IndieCam. So enjoy this week's IndieCam. Those poor bushes.
I think what's so funny is that he wants to be eye level with Desi, but he's still a little baby.
And he wants to hide.
And he wants to hide also.
All right. As I noticed in the chat, I did forget to say or to answer the question of what's on Mr. Dapp's book this week. It is Scott Lang, Look Out for the Little Guy, which from what I can tell so far, this book is all about looking out for the little guy from the perspective of the guy who often is the littlest. So I will tell you how this finishes, and I'm only probably 40 pages in, something like that, and I will have a review up for this on dappsmagic.com at some point down the line. But it's a good book. I'm enjoying it so far, as far as far in as I am.
I wish I knew how to read.
All right. We learned this week that the Lando series for Disney Plus is no longer a series, but is now instead a movie, which I'm guessing will not be for Disney Plus. What do you think about, one, Donald Glover returning to the role of Lando, and two, being in a movie instead of a series?
Solo 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Basically.
I love Donald Glover personally. I loved, I felt like he had what makes Lando Lando, personally.
So here's my question. What do you think the movie's about?
I don't know.
Because he's already lost the ship. Is this him building his empire?
Might be just him trying on capes for like 2 hours. I don't know.
I will say this. I think some of the Disney Plus series should have been movies.
I agree.
And they're a little bit too stretched out, and they have too much extra padding that we just don't need. And several of them, I wish, would just be a movie. Fair. Or they would do an edit of some of these series, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I was about to go.
That is just movie length. Even if it's a 2.5 to 3 hour movie length, I would be okay with that. But I would like to see the shorter version. And I'm glad they're doing this.
I didn't need to see superheroes applying for bank loans.
True. There you go.
No, but I think that it's most likely a better thing that they are recognizing that they can turn things into movies. Mm-hmm. So that's my opinion.
And I think it forces them to be a little more succinct. And yes. I think that's tighter storytelling quite often.
I agree.
And I'm also thinking they don't need 3 hour movies. Go back to an hour and a half to 2.5 hours tops.
Not even 2.5 hours.
Two is perfect. Like
2.5 hours is really pushing it with my patience, guys.
Yep.
Like 3 hours? No.
Yeah, keep it shorter. Shorter's better.
90 minutes.
We don't need the super long ones.
90 minutes.
I'm okay with 2 hours. But finally, The Rogers the Musical cast album has been released in the last week. We have listened to it. And guess what? It sounds a lot like the musicals. What did you think of it, Katie?
So if I am being entirely honest, I thought I was going to listen to it once and go, cool. I did my, like, I listened to it neato, because I had seen Rogers twice, and I never really walked out being like, whoa, I need to listen to that. I was like, oh, I appreciated this song or whatever. I listened to it once, and then pretty much every time I get in the car, it plays at least once now. Because I've just really fallen in love with the orchestrations. I've fallen in love with the performances. There was songs that I already really loved, like I Want You, which I've talked about before, hit me on a bad day and was like inspiring. End of the Line is a new favorite for me. It's very beautiful.
Can't go wrong with Save the City. All of them are good, though. Like, that's the thing, is there's not one where you're like, all right, this isn't.
I don't skip any of them. And I am huge on, I skip things all the time. If I'm listening to an album, I go, I don't like this song, skip.
Yeah.
But I listen to Rogers front to back.
And I discovered I can mow my lawn in exactly one listening of Rogers, which is great. Yeah, I think it's great that they brought the soundtrack out. I hope it does really well, and I hope that means that we can see Rogers again either at the Hyperion at some point or on a cruise ship somewhere, because I could imagine it being a cruise.
I can.
Like the right length and all of that. I'm like, oh, maybe that's on a, because they haven't announced what's on the Disney Treasure yet.
Rogers the Muse.
I hope it's not, to be completely honest, because I would much rather have it back here, but I could honestly imagine it.
I feel bad. I don't think we have any Florida homies in the chat tonight, but I feel bad for all the Florida homies that cannot have Rogers the Musical.
And that's the thing with the cruise too, though.
I'm sorry.
Is I wonder if that would apply, or does international waters apply with the master agreement?
I don't know because
I'm not a lawyer.
It's not a theme park.
But it's under the theme parks.
But it's segment. Theme parks east of the Mississippi.
I don't know.
Because then it can get into really weird territory of, well, it's, you know, Homeport is know, on the actually. West Coast.
We do know. They have Marvel Day at Sea. They have the restaurants.
That's what I thought.
Like, yeah. So I'm hoping it comes back and everybody can see it. If you don't want to wait for it, we do have several videos, including a 2-camera video of Rogers the Musical.
I will have you say.
Very fun.
Somebody on Reddit thought that we broke rules filming Rogers the Musical.
We did not.
They thought it was a real Broadway show.
We do exactly what Disney tells us to.
Much like when we broke rules to film Mission Breakout. Like when the...
Which we did not.
The attraction attendant said, don't film. Except for you. You're fine.
That is true.
I don't know why I adopted an accent all of a sudden.
I don't know either. But
I'm tired.
What I do know is we're starting to run out of time for the week. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like us to reply to, let us know in the comments, and we'll spend a couple minutes keeping our eyes on that. In the meantime, on Thursday is Angela's birthday. So if you are not busy, or if you are, make sure to wish her a happy birthday on Thursday. And it's a big one, so don't miss out on that. I'm not going to say how old she is.
21.
Yeah, 21. There we go. But make sure you say happy birthday to Angela. Katie has gone English or something. I didn't know if it's English or another something.
Very transatlantic.
Well, I didn't know if it's English or a little Bostonian, or I don't know.
I can't really do a Boston accent, and I can't really do an Irish accent.
There you go.
But either way,
wish Angela a happy birthday.
Yes.
On Thursday, everybody get online and make that a big deal.
Yeehaw!
And that will be great. I'm not seeing any real questions coming into the comments. So, Katie, what should people do?
You should ask a question while I'm doing the closing spiel, because then we'll have to stop everything. It'll be fun. Go to, what if I did this as slow as possible? DapsMagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. From there, you can subscribe to our mailing list, which is really fun. And even more fun is our Patreon, where we post updates. We post behind the scenes content. We get feedback on things you might want to see. So if you want to help shape the future of Daps Magic's content, the Patreon is the place to be.
And if you want to know the most about my trip to Japan next month, that is the place to go as well, because that will be my first stop for everything.
Ka-chow.
And you can help me figure out what exactly I am going to be sharing from Japan, because there is a lot of possibilities. But yeah, and then you also get the pre-show, which is very important as well and a lot of fun. But make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a lot of things going up on a regular basis, and we'll soon have Japan videos, we'll have holiday videos, more Halloween videos, and a whole lot more, and Scary Farm videos, because we will be there on Thursday night as well. You won't want to miss any of that, right? I know, Scary Farm is a lot of fun. So if you're there, say hi. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.
Bye.